Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're looking at an article by Brett Allegre Wood titled AI Written Outreach That Doesn't Sound AI Written, The Rules We Use.
And if you've sent AI written cold emails and heard mostly silence back, this one's going to feel very familiar.
The article's argument is blunt. The problem isn't AI, it's how people use it. Most people type something like, write a cold email to a roofing company and send whatever comes back. Grammatically perfect, completely forgettable.
The I hope this message finds you well school of outreach.
Exactly. I came across your company and was thoroughly impressed by your innovative work in the industry. The reader's thumb is already moving to archive before they finish reading it.
So what's the actual fix?
One line covers it. AI does the work, you do the thinking. The work is the slow, repetitive stuff. Reading a prospect's website, pulling out what they sell and who they sell to, drafting opening lines, tracking who replied. A human doing all that by hand is why outreach never gets done.
And the thinking is what a machine genuinely can't do.
Right. Which angle will land with this particular person? Does this observation feel genuine, or is it just flattery in a suit? Does this sentence sound like something you'd say out loud? That part stays with you, and it takes seconds once a draft is in front of you.
Because you're editing, not writing from scratch.
And Brett's point is that most of the editing is deleting.
Okay, let's get practical. You've got an AI draft in front of you. What do you actually do with it?
Three things, in order. Cut, shorten, then add one specific detail. First, cut the throat clearing. Any sentence that exists to warm the reader up should go. I hope you're well. I wanted to reach out. Just be brief. Real busy people open with the point.
Second is shorten. AI loves long, balanced sentences with two clauses joined by a comma. Break them up. The article says a four-line email outperforms a 14-line one nearly every time because the long one looks like work and gets deferred.
And third is the one that does the heavy lifting. Add a single specific detail that proves you looked. Not, I love what you're doing. Something like, saw you've just opened a second depot in Ipswich. Staffing two sites must be stretching your booking system. That one line tells the reader a human was actually paying attention.
And AI can find that detail in seconds by reading their site. You decide which one's worth mentioning.
That's the split. Machine does the research, you make the call.
I want to push on something here. A lot of owners picture AI outreach as fully automated blasts going out while they sleep. Is that what the article is describing?
No, and it's pretty clear on this. They don't believe in fully automated outreach that fires without a person seeing it. Not because AI can't write, it can, but because one tone-deaf message to the wrong person costs you a relationship, and a quick human glance costs almost nothing.
So the machine handles 90% of the labor. The research, drafting, sequencing, tracking. A person spends a few minutes approving, tweaking a line, or killing a message that doesn't sit right.
You get the volume of automation with the judgment of a human. AI augments your team's reach rather than replacing it. The owners who get burned are the ones who removed the human entirely.
There are a few specific rules in the article worth naming. Lead with them, not you. The first two sentences should be about their world. Your offer comes later, and shorter than you think.
Nobody cares what you do until they believe you understand what they do. And end with one clear ask. Worth a quick call next week beats a three-option calendar link with conditions. Make saying yes easy.
What about follow-ups? That's where most outreach dies in practice.
This is where AI earns its keep. Most replies come from the second, third, or fourth touch, and those almost never get sent by hand. AI can track who's gone quiet and draft a short, fresh nudge each time, so the follow-up actually happens instead of dying in a to-do list.
So the ideal end result is a short, plain email that reads like one person wrote it to one other person in 5 minutes. Except the research, the draft, and the follow-up tracking all happened in seconds. The reader can't tell. And the article says, frankly, it doesn't matter. Because the message is genuinely relevant and genuinely human in tone. Not more messages, better aimed ones. Faster relevance, not faster spam. That's the whole game. So what's the one thing someone listening should actually do this week?
Ban the generic compliment. Every piece of outreach you send this week needs one specific observation about that person's business. One real detail. Nothing else earns a reply.
For me, it's this. If you're spending more than 20 minutes writing a single cold email, let AI draft it first. Your job is to attack the draft, not write from scratch. The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want to see where AI can augment your team's output while keeping your voice intact, you can book a free AI audit there as well. No jargon, no pressure, just a practical conversation about what's worth automating in your business. Thanks for listening.